Lesson 11, who's in charge here? Celebrations are ways of culminating a unique event and creating new ways of being in community. How do people celebrate in a hostile world? Revelation helps us to understand that all of the world is moving toward the just, eternal reign of God. In today's contemporary story, Jude inquires of the elderly Mr. Tim how to respond to Bible students about who's in charge. Jude was waiting at the barbershop for a cut. Jude overheard a conversation between the barber and Mr. Tim. Mr. Tim and the barber were talking about the state of the world. Mr. Tim remarked, "God's got this." While the world may look like it's out of control, God is still in control, as one day, God will take down rebellion and rule in righteousness. Jude, a 35-year-old seminary student, interjected and said he volunteers at local churches to teach Bible study. He asked Mr. Tim how he would answer Bible study students who say the world is in turmoil and out of control. They point to political battles, violence, and a 24-hour news cycle reminding us that things are not in control. Mr. Tim quoted Robert Browning, "God's in his heaven. All's right with the world." Mr. Tim said, "God's in charge, and God has a plan to deal with hostility in this world. Ultimately, Satan will be defeated." Mr. Tim suggested challenging students to develop spiritual practices to help them maintain their hope in God. Mr. Tim said, "Our faith is in God, and one day God will reign in power over the earth in judgment, and the faithfulness of Christ's followers will be rewarded. So we celebrate and worship today, because God's just eternal reign and judgment on evil will come in God's appointed time." Discussion questions. 1. Share ways you would convince a believer or non-believer that everything is under God's control. 2. What spiritual practice have you put into practice to help you maintain your hope in God rather than the world? 3. Discuss how believers can celebrate now for that day in the future of God's eternal reign.